Good morning, how are we on June 25th? We have cards for June 25th, June 26th, 2022, and they are the Four of Cups reversed, Temperance reversed, and the Page of Coins. Past due. This is a good spread for any age, actually, although we have a page in the mix who does represent children or students. Of course, there are wise ones who would say that we are all students all of our lives. Every reading I learn something. History, astronomy, literature, it's all in a deck. The Four of Cups in the upright, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is a card of apathy and all-around discontent. And today I'm using the youthful and vibrant modern witch tarot in honor of all of you out there speaking up today. In the upright, a young brown human in braids sits cross-legged, arms folded, on the floor in a gray hoodie that says, "Over it," on the front. Her iPhone sits on the floor beside her. She's not even checking her social media. On the floor in front of her are three pink goblets, untouched. The familiar divine sky hand extends yet another form of a puff of white cloud or smoke, but our girl does not look up. Her iPhone sits on the floor beside her, beside three pink goblets, which sit untouched. The familiar divine sky hand extends yet another from a puff of white smoke or cloud, but our girl does not look up. The after tarot shows that our I-don't-know-what-I-want human accepts the fourth cup from the divine and pours it out onto the grass, and poof, sky hand is gone, leaving only the puff of cloud, and we've missed yet another opportunity. In the reverse, and in this position being what we're talking about today, we're snapping out of it. In the reverse, the time is up, and we've got to get real about something. Temperance in the reverse may be saying something has been given enough time. I could even say going back in time. Temperance is time, tiempo, tempo. Temperance in the upright is a patient, calming card. Give it time. All in good time and divine timing are all applied to this angelic giant who carefully measures, pours, and mixes the elements so that when the time is right, change and transformation occur. The Page of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, is the student of the tarot, and hopefully you're not losing your temper at your own students or children. The never-pleased potential of the Four of Cups and the temper-losing potential of the reversed Temperance isn't really all that welcome. This could even be contentious back and forth, but the reversed Four of Cups is no longer placated. I was having an early casino breakfast recently while getting the Volvo worked on and was seated at a table right beside the server station, separated by a thin decorative screen. I could hear them all talking and was shocked to hear that one of them had 2 degrees, and here they were, serving me eggs. What is welcome is the reinvention potential of the Page of Coins. A lifetime ago, I spent a summer kicking around Paris, making up for my lack of college education, to just live in the footsteps of the masters and see the work in person, which I did. While I was there, I met an American psychic who had a lovely apartment with a view of the Seine, Notre Dame, and all of it was dreamlike. When she was very young, she said, she'd simply decided that when she was 50, she was going to move to Paris, and that's exactly what she did. Packed up her life and just did it. That can be the energy of the Page of Coins. She learned the language, learned the culture, was vibrant and re-inspired, and therefore inspiring. The Page of Coins is a smart kid, no matter how old they are, or your biological child or not. Or the squeaky wheel gets the grease. This could be a back payment bonus or other past due payment to you or your child. The Page of Coins is long term, so in time this investment will either be paid off or you will be, but the page is about increments and payments and entry-level money. But that gold coin he or she is studying so intently is an ace, and like a seed, has incredible growth potential. Or, college tuition, what a waste, is all I can say on behalf of my servers. I know at least one of them intends to start her own business, and having been a server myself, if you have the patience for that job, you can pretty much do anything.